Today, the radio broadcast portion of the UCC Church worship service is given anonymously by a faithful radio listener.
Today is Psalm 148, and we will be all doing that together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens. And you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command, mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together. Let them praise the Lord, name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He raised up a horn for his people, praised for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. Well, here we are. And I am going to talk to you. I'm going to tell you some stories. I love to tell my stories, but I really like to listen to other people share theirs. I find great inspiration in those who love the land. So I want to just begin by sharing my story of what has inspired me in my life. Here we go. As a child, I had many adventures and experiences in the wonderful outdoors. I'll try to keep a dry eye here. I had grandmothers that loved the outdoors. I had adventures with them, be it in Sullivan in the spring going out and hunting for wild asparagus, or the other grandmother that lived outside of the Dells on the Wisconsin River and exploring the banks of the Wisconsin River. My grandma Sickles was an avid hunter. She would go out west. She was a big game hunter. Her deer rifle was passed on to my daughter, Betsy. She only used it one season and decided that wasn't in her heritage. I have many relatives in the Prairie du Chien, that's my mom's side of the family. So in my summers growing up, I got to spend some time in Prairie du Chien at my great aunt Violet's house, and she lived. If you know Prairie du Chien, okay, so she was across the railroad tracks and then back up in those hills. And I had adventures climbing those hills, exploring the caves there, and then foraging for wild mushrooms and bittersweet. My summers were spent with my parents, who were educators. Every summer we would explore national parks, camping. So it was with my folks and my two brothers. We would camp from, if you can see this, we would, from being at Arcadia National Park in Maine all the way over to the Olympic National Forest and everything in between. So the five of us hiked trails. I think we attended every evening program at that amphitheater. And, you know, and later as you get a little bit more in towards middle school, it's like, oh, another one. We did nature walks. We discovered wildlife. And then my brothers and I would write in our journals at night about all the magic of nature that we experienced during the day. My high school summers, I grew up as a Methodist in the Methodist Church, and my summers were spent with other Methodist youth around Wisconsin, going up to Quetico in the summer for a week and a half. So, and those of you that have been in Canada, you know how amazing it is with the Northern Lights and the possibility of seeing a moose or a bear. So, that's my story, and I could keep going on and on. I have to say, this last week on Tuesday, John and I went for a drive. It took us to Tim's Hill. Raise your hand if you've been there. Has anybody been to Tim's Hill? Who's calling all the way to the top? All right, great. So we did end up at Tim's Hill, and we hiked to, it's over by Medford, close to Hill of Beans Restaurant. Who's been to Hill of Beans? Oh, you got to go there. Anyway, so we, beautiful day, we went, we hiked up to the tower, and we weren't really prepared to go all the way up, and we thought, oh, let's do that the next time. But it was beautiful. Continued on, and Jim Phillips, I have to tell you, we went to the cottage, because Jim, I had to check on the eagles. Jim and I have a nature talk every Sunday that we are both here. So I told Jim this morning, checked on the eagles. They're busy. They're eating. Lots of action up there. The loons are out. One loon, actually. The geese, the ducks. And I wanted to bring back the Leopold bench. Does everybody know what one of those are? A Leopold bench? Who knows what it is? Does anybody know? Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Well, anyway, it's a bench that our Leopold, and I'll talk about him in a minute, made. And there, if you walk through the Arboretum, all those benches that are available to sit on are Leopold benches. My dad made one. There's one at the cottage. Wednesday morning when John and I were getting ready to leave, it was raining, and he said, are we going to bring it home? I said, no. I was going to sit it right here. So anyway, I want to talk to you about a few important people in the history of our of Wisconsin with our environment and study. And but first I want to talk about Doug Scott. And Doug Scott spent more than 40 years working to persuade Congress to protect national parks, wildlife refuges, rivers, and wilderness areas across America. He served with Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson on the National Steering Committee for the first Earth Day in 1970, and we celebrated that last Saturday. He said we didn't really organize Earth Day. We just dropped the seed in a pool ready to get serious about reversing air and water pollution and protecting those national trails. Now, let's see. Who recognizes this man who studied in Madison? I'll give you a clue. This is what one of his things he wrote. Between any two pine trees, there is a door opening to a better life. Anybody? Thank you. John Muir. All right. Wish I had a prize for you. let's see. John Muir also wrote, nature's peace will flow into you as sunshine flows into trees. The winds will blow their own freshness into you and the storms their energy, while cares will drop off like autumn leaves. Okay, we'll see if we can get this one. This hero of Wisconsin was a leading champion of the wild canoe country, the Boundary Waters, taking off from Ely, Minnesota. He was the author of Singing Wilderness. He served as the president of the National Parks Association in the 50s. He was very pivotal in securing the protection of northern lakes from floatplanes that brought the wealthy sportsmen into the luxury lodges in the Boundary Waters area. So, anybody have an idea who that is? Olson, Sigurd Olson? Okay. All right. Now, the next one, this young man went west to be a forest ranger. Then he moved back to Madison as a wildlife scientist. Here's your big clue. He bought an old shack in Sand County. He was a forester, an avid hunter, wilderness expert, and the author of the nature classic, A Sand County Almanac. Does that sound familiar to everybody? Okay. Leopold. Aldo Leopold. That was the bench that was supposed to be sitting here. He wanted us to know all the land and to learn from its wisdom. And Jim, I wrote this one down for you. When we hear the crane's call, he observed, we hear no mere bird. We hear the trumpet in the orchestra of evolution. Okay. Now, you've heard my story. We've heard the stories of some of our heroes of Wisconsin. Now it's going to be time for you to share your story. Is it a beautiful garden? Is it the birds at your well-tended feeders? Is it your favorite camping spot? Is it your quiet deer stand? Is it your deck looking out over your land? Is it a chair at the end of a dock? Is it a favorite trail, an inspirational botanical garden that you like to go to? What is your early memory of your first nature inspiration? And how do you protect God's creation? Okay, so here we go. Ushers, could you please come forward? My helpers. Now, if you are not sitting next to somebody, would you please move over to that person? Would someone scoot over by Jim, please? And just make sure you can't sit by yourself. So I need, if you see somebody sitting by yourself, move around. You just need to be sitting next to somebody. Marion and Arlene, would you get closer together? As my assistants are handing out what you'll be using. Okay, if you look at the front of your bulletin, you will notice that Audrey and I did not put a picture on there. Okay, we left it blank. I would like you to take a few minutes, and I want you to draw or write on the front of that bulletin your, what I talked about before. What's your early memory of your nature inspiration? What is your, all those things that I talked about. How do you protect God's creation? Now, we're not expecting any works of art here, all right? But you have colors in your hand, and nature is full of colors. So you can write words. You can just doodle, but get something on your paper, because when I tell you it's time, you're going to be sharing with the person next to you and telling, you're both going to be telling your little stories. Okay? So you can start, and then I'll stop you when it's time to share. Enjoy. Okay, now some of you may just keep being able to color and write and this and that. And if you want to finish it, well, you have a bulletin, take it home and get your own colors and crayons out, and you can finish your picture or what you're journaling. So at this time, I would like you to listen to, or with the person next to you, or maybe there's three of you, however you want to do it. But I would like you to do some really good listening with the person telling you their story. And then you're going to take turns, all right? So now I would like you to share your story, what you wrote down, what you drew the picture of. And okay, you can start. Wow, this was wonderful, standing up here and just hearing everybody and looking at everybody's heads kind of bent towards each other and talking, and you can continue these conversations next time you run into each other, or if you're going downstairs for coffee. You know, conversation is so important for us as a congregation to get to know each other. So I would imagine that some of you learned something about somebody else that you did not know. So this is really good stuff. We have to keep talking and learning about each other. Oh, yes, the organization of the pencils. I'll tell you what. If you just put them in that cup, leave them in the pew. I'll take care of it afterwards, okay? And just leave them there. All right? Okay. So take your bulletins home, everybody. Put them on your refrigerators with the magnets.